Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave. Got to see if we can maybe change this intro music to some holiday music, maybe. I don't know. Woo, we are snowed here in Baltimore. Not snowed in, but we're snowed, that's for sure. T's in the kitchen eating his Rice Krispies. Cats are fed. Life is good. Woo! And we've got a guest and a half for you today. I just love the fact that we had Dan from Hiroshima on, I guess, going back now, close to 2 years, yes. And it was just a lovely visit since Dan is a foodie. And we were talking about food as well as music from this amazing group. And Dan had said that when Chemo Cornwell came along, Chemo became the heart and soul of Hiroshima. His keyboard playing, the fact that he was such an astounding kind of arranger. He has production work under his belt. He's just a superlative writer. And it seems like home. It seems like one of these guest situations for the holidays that makes so much sense. So, that will be in the third and final hour of the show. In the meantime, music to inspire you. I sure hope so. Holiday and Nelson Mandela-wise. First, we're going to start with Duke Ellington from back in 1960. Sugar Rum Cherry, Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
This is Hybrid Jazz.
Beautiful dreamer.
Absurd how our hearts beat in sync, offbeat, like raindrops, nonstop as if driven by the djembe, played by the hands of our ancestors. Indeed, their spirits run through us, channels for vibrant souls. Yours is brilliant. I feel it distilled, concealed within a spark, genius. Without even thinking, like the mind of a savant, you called, I became the messenger, your expressman. Left an impression, you were stamped to sail, but fear would never let her. I'll address the issue titled, Return to Sender. My heart speaking the words time had to reveal. Still impatient, living in imagination, slave to my free will. If it all was it all worth anything, things shouldn't be hard. We would be what we believe we were meant to be, dreaming with me stars. If we're feeling lost, we can still be strong, even through the storm. It's because you love me, word is born. There ain't any cause, steady, never pause. Convert lately.
Somewhere there's a nothing, waiting to become something. Fighting all the writing, yeah. beautiful dreamer.
Oh, that's so lovely. Whew. Carolyn Malachi, who is this beautiful creature. She's got to be described as a creature because she's one of those women that when you see her, you immediately intake any air that you had because she's just beautiful, and there's a kind of spirit that is in her that comes out through that magical voice. She co-wrote that song along with our friend Matthew Schell, the producer, who actually produced the song and engineered. Now, it's interesting because Carolyn's song is on her gold CD, and then Matthew decided to do a little retooling. He included Javier Starks to do the spoken word in the front. So in case you want to know about any of these artists, because there's a lot to digest as far as information on even this one particular song is concerned, seriously, go to Carolyn Malachi, MALACHI.com, or go to mtsmusic.net, and congratulations on your recent nuptials, Matthew. Yes, beautiful wedding. And then you can go to Javier Starks, JavierStarks.com, and find out about each of these wonderful artists doing something different in their own right, but coming together for special projects. And that's why I love the song so much. And then there's the content of the song. And I played that song so as to introduce you to more songs coming. The song is about overcoming odds and fully flowering into the individual that you are supposed to be. And nobody exemplified that more than Nelson Mandela. So we're going to have a three-song set coming up momentarily so as to pay homage to Madiba. At this moment, the memorial service is going on. Our President Barack Obama just had a speech talking about the power and the influence of Nelson Mandela on the world. Just amazing that in a larger sense, of course, we all know the peaceful efforts and the absolute forgiveness and courage that Nelson Mandela displayed, but also what the repercussions are that are positive right now. For example, and Michelle Obama invited Laura and George W. Bush to come with them to South Africa. Now, that's special. And we can never forget these kinds of magnanimous gestures. Nobody had to do that. Nobody had to force anybody's hand to do that. But to be able to put aside radical differences and say, you know what, this is a time of forgiveness. This is what Nelson Mandela would have had me do. Let's go forward. That's all I need to know. Fueled me up for the day, snow on the ground, but sunshine in my heart. Let's tell you about song number two that we heard, Chris Botti, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. The Sammy Kahn Jewel Stein classic from Chris's amazing album called December that was back in, 2006? Here's the thing about the album, other than the fact that superior musicianship is on this. Billy Childs, Peter Erskine, Jimmy Haslip, put a bookmark in that belt. We have more to say about Jimmy. Richard Marx on some vocals, and Chris doing vocals in a couple of songs, actually, and Eric Benet as well. Chris is very mindful of the fact that this time of year brings out the best and worst of emotions. There are lots of people who would prefer to just close their eyes and wait until the holiday season is over because there's nobody in their life, they don't think, and there's really nothing that they comprehend to celebrate. So Chris addressed the musical project with this in mind, and he's a beautiful soul, and he knows all about what it's like to be alone because, as we've said on the show before, this man is homeless. Especially during the holiday season. He's playing the Blue Note in the next couple of days through Christmas, through New Year's. I don't think that he has a mate to go home to, so he's going to stay in New York and do this run, and that's his Christmas gift to us. It's so beautiful. Duke Ellington, the Nutcracker Suite, jazz interpretations of Tchaikovsky's work. Thank you, Dean. Dean just said on Facebook that he really dug Sugar Rum Cherry, the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Now, this is part of three suites, one being a tribute to John Steinbeck. And it's very cool because Duke Ellington had a very special relationship with Billy Strayhorn. Billy arranged the songs that you heard. And also on this album is Ray Vance. God bless the memory of Ray Vance, his birthday today. Clark Terry is on this, 93 years old on the 14th of December. Now, I want to tell you this in passing. It's very important. Today, I had a reminder from someplace that I just joined, and I will certainly broadcast that to the world, the Washington, D.C. Jazz Network. If you go there, washingtonjazznetwork.ning.com, you will find out how you can help this beautiful Clark Terry artist that we have known through the years. He is at home, 93 years old, and he and his wife and their staff need help to keep them going. If you feel so led through the holiday season and can monetarily or prayerfully help them, please do. The information's on my Facebook page as of this morning. So thank you ahead of time. Let us proceed to this three-song set, little surprise here and there in this set, and Kimo Cornwell coming up in the third hour of the show from Hiroshima. What a benevolent spirit to have, and what a warming spirit, too, since Kimo is originally from Hawaii. Bring it on, baby. Here's Donald Byrd and Ghana on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of the shoes. Diamonds on the soles of the got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing your diamonds." And I can say, ooh, 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 ooh. As if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes. Compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh. Everybody you would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody you would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about
Thank you.
Oh, mercy. Did that album do well in 1986 and thereafter, or what? Nobody saw this coming. Nobody. Paul Simon thought it would be great since he was inspired listening to a cassette of Boy Yo-Yo Boys. He thought it would be bold and creative and something that nobody really had done to get together that sound, also inspired by Juluka, Zulu Western pop crossover group that was doing very well in South Africa at the time. Paul knew that he would be crossing over the line, and as it worked out, many people felt that way because apartheid was still in the air, but this Graceland album was so unbelievably powerful in the pathway that it created for peace that people were bowled over. So initially, those folks who took exception to Paul going to Africa at the time and having Miriam Makeba and Hugh Masekela standing by his side, and then incorporating Ladysmith Black Mambazo to the mix and doing a song that was actually written by Joseph Shabalala and Paul, that one, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. People just could not believe the crossroads of this CD. It won Grammy Album of the Year. Graceland, the song, won Record of the Year. The repercussions of that time and the bravery that it took to put this ensemble together. If you look on the credits of Graceland, your mind will be blown because there are people that you don't expect to see on this CD. And God rest the heart of Miriam Makeba. She had a new lease on life when Graceland came out. It introduced this beautiful South African song to a lot of people who would not normally have listened, let's be honest. And when you see the videos of that time, it's just, if you don't cry, I'm getting teary thinking about it. Honestly, it was just so moving, especially when the South African national anthem was done. Oh, my God. It was monumental. And we have to say congratulations all over again to Paul Simon, who had the absolute testosterone to do something like this. Joseph Shabalala is 72. Paul is in that age range as well, and he's going to be touring with Sting in 2014. Woohoo! And congratulations to Edie Brickell, who has been married to Paul for a couple of decades. She and Steve Martin are working on a couple of projects. Actually, one is finished, and so finally finished, that it's up for two Grammys in the Americana category. And then she and Paul, actually Steve, are working on a musical. So we'll keep tabs on that, because now I'm following Steve Martin on Twitter. Whew, man, I love to see these folks who are of a certain age have a new lease on life and are going forward into 2014 with diamonds on the soles of their shoes. Honest to God, it's so beautiful. Jonathan Butler and Africa from Live in South Africa. Now you must rethink about getting that 2007 project as a gift to folks. Now that we have lost Madiba at the age of 95, this is a two-disc set. One is a DVD. One is music. Jonathan, if you didn't know this, was the first non-white to be played on South African radio. To say that he had a relationship with Nelson Mandela would be an understatement. Oh, my God. And I'm going to be stumbling. You're just going to have to get used to this. the next couple of hours or so, because I'm full of the holiday. I'm full of the memorial service pictures that I've seen online so far, including one of Nelson Mandela's former wife, Winnie. I saw a picture of her closing her eyes at the service, and my heart just broke for a couple of different reasons, which we won't get into, because I really do think that if Nelson and Winnie had their choice, they would have remained together. But I think forces drove them apart. Whole different story. In the DVD of Live in South Africa from Jonathan, there is Robben's Island footage. Of course, that's where Mandela was incarcerated. Jonathan is speaking to another one of those fine men who were jailed for life because of the so-called crimes against the government. And that is Ahmed Kathrada, who told Jonathan that he was inspirational in him getting off of his pity party for himself while he was in jail. And Jonathan was so taken with this that he included some of this footage. Beautiful gift, double record set, double DVD and CD, you know what I'm saying. Jonathan not able, I don't believe, to be part of the South African Memorial Service today because he's doing the tour with Dave Koz and friends. So I know he heard about his beloved friend passing away when he was in Baltimore to do the show here. So now I wish I had gone, but Mama Bear is pulled in different directions, so couldn't get a chance to go. Donald Byrd, Ghana, from 1960, from Bird in Flight, Jackie McLean, Hank Mobley, Duke Pearson, Lex Humphreys, Doug Watson, on that Blue Note beauty. The song that you heard was Ghana. Amazing. Donald Byrd would have turned 81 yesterday, but we lost him earlier in the year, and we miss him greatly. He had been sick for a while, as had Nelson Mandela, so their spirits are united, and that makes me feel happy. Listen, I have to tell you that Dean A. Banks has done a lot in the way of promotion for this show. He is my friend on Facebook. If you would, go to what he has to offer, www.banksnet.com, your one-stop shop for all your video, art, social media, music, housing, etc. Please do. He's been really generous in making sure that the link for this show is on his page, and I appreciate him more than he could possibly know. Speaking of Grammys, guess who's up for the same Grammy for Pop Instrumental Song of the Year? Best Pop Instrumental. Couple of guys who got to meet each other back in 1994 or so, and they were on a couple of collabs. This particular one from Jazz to the World, which was back in, 1995? Yeah, Herb Alpert and Jeff Lorber right here on Hybrid Jazz. Check it out. Woo, two of the best together. Thank you. Hybrid Jazz.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry
Christmas to you. Woo, one of those sweet Christmas compilations that was under the radar, kind of still is, but I'll let you in on it. The late, great Shirley Horn, from Jazz for Joy, a Verve Christmas album, with, among others, no, I'll just go mention all of them because they're all so great, Mark Whitfield on guitar, Christian McBride on bass. Nicholas Payton's on here. Roy Hargrove. Betty Carter. Abby Lincoln. Stephen Scott on piano. How's that? Beautiful stuff. Oof, the Christmas song. So nice to be able to hear somebody who gets into it. She really got into it like nobody's business. You remember Chris Standring talking about how much of an influence Shirley Horn was to him? I absolutely love to hear that. That was so cool. When you hear a male artist talking about the influence of a female artist on his life and career, that's something very special. Gail Johnson, we heard. Actually, two female, and coming up, three female pianists to back. Gail Johnson from Make It Happen, from Her Story, 2011. And I just heard that Jazz and Pink is going to do a Valentine's Day show at Yoshi's, February 14th, 2014. Yes! 2-14-14. That is so cool. We'll have more about Gail as the days move on. I'm sure that our friend Yolanda Bell will keep us posted in Southern California, one of our Maryland transplants, to someplace warmer. And trust me, when you're looking out at a day like today and yesterday, because the snow started yesterday, it continued this morning. Everybody and his mama either has off from school or work, including Micah Chevalier, who's in the chat room. Yay! Tom Lorem, I see, is in the chat room too, and Griselda and Beach. Beach, where it's always warm, she's in the process of moving, but it can't be that bad. Well, no, she said that this morning it was 39 degrees. So what is going on? Are all of the states experiencing this cold snap or what? Man, whew. Well, we've got more music to keep you warm, so put a bookmark in that thought or two. Herb Alpert and Jeff Lorber and Company, Jazz to the World from 1995, started the set. Grammy-nominated Herb Alpert for Steppin' Out, and then Jeff Lorber Fusion, nominated in the same category for the 56th, I believe, Grammy Awards coming up in January, Best Pop Instrumental. Jeff, of course, shares that with Eric Marienthal and Jimmy Haslip and more. Jean-Luc Ponty's on Hacienda, or Hacienda if you prefer. Good stuff to hear. It's always nice to know that a Cheltenham PA boy does well. Another one of those cats. I was going to Bishop McDevitt High School. Jeff Lorber was going to high school at the same time right down the street. I kid you not. It was just a couple of blocks away. But, of course, nobody knows when you're going to high school. Shoo. And speaking of which, thanks to Mary Sawyer, my friend from high school, she got it together to find out that the Bishop McDevitt High School class of 1970 had a special page on Facebook, so she added me. Woo! A little tough to see some of those faces from the past. You know what I'm saying. Let's not even go there. We promised you a third female pianist. Wasn't going to play out this way, but I have to arrange Eric Essex a little bit. I would love to arrange Eric Essex a little bit. Don't tell him I said that. Jerry Allen from her beautiful Child is Born album out a few years ago. This is something that was inspired by Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. And don't forget, Chemo Cornwell is with us in the next hour of the show. Looking so forward to that. This is God is With Us on Hybrid Jazz. just thought that would sound really cool. Really cool next to Eric Essex and Jerry Allen. People make the world go round. Certainly not a holiday song, but it's a very thought-provoking song for this time of year, is it not? Especially if you're out shopping. Anyway, 1971, the Stylistics from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Got to get my Philly people in here on Hybrid Jazz on a regular basis. Russell Tompkins Jr., what would that group have done without the voice? And I know, and this hurts to say, but when they didn't have that voice anymore, it just wasn't the same, you know? But what we had during the time that we had it, and many, many props go to Tom Bell, and especially my girl, Linda Creed, little girl from Ambler, Pennsylvania, who was born, actually, we just celebrated the remembrance of her birthday on the 6th of December. Linda left us far too soon, 1986. The lyricist for so many of the Stylistic songs and other songs from Sigma Sound Studios. We could make a list here and check it twice. Santa would like that. But I'm telling you, if you ever want to do a Google search on Linda Creed, and it's significant to do that search anyway because her foundation makes women so aware of the fact that it's crucial to check for breast cancer. And while I'm on the subject, my love and my thoughts and prayers and holiday wishes go to my special friend, Katrina, because this is one of those years where we had folks that were near and dear to us who got sick or who left us. And then we had some news of folks who had close calls, raising hand, and lived to tell the tale. And Katrina is one of those people, one of my best friends in the whole world who had a diagnosis a few months ago, and she is completely clean, praise God. He is so good. Woo! We heard, too, from Jerry Allen, God is with us. I know it sounded like another holiday favorite, but I'm not going to argue with a composer, educator, and pianist, okay? I'm not going to argue. A Child is Born is the name of the project. Jerry Allen with an I, jerry.com, has more information. Of course, Jerry has a new one, Grand River Crossings, Motown, and Motor City Inspirations. And she is doing her thing with Terry Lynn Carrington and Esperanza Spalding. Yeah, that is a triple threat right there. So life is going to be good for Jerry Allen in 2014. We heard, too, Eric Essex in the middle there. Beautiful guitar version of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. From my gift to you. And thank you, Eric, for sending this to me in the mail. I had a couple of tracks, and when you hear someone who does holiday favorites, Christmas favorites, forget the holiday stuff, Christmas favorites that mean so much to you, and do it so reverently because he is God's guy, Eric Essex is. Beautiful, handsome, kind, thoughtful, professional, considerate, businessman, sharp dresser. He is the whole deal. Yes, he is. Eric Essex. .net has more information, and just so you know, on this beautiful project, he's got Sean Michael Ray on bass, Matt Rode on keyboards, Melvin Butler on saxophone, and Lil John Roberts. Lil John's on drums. Beautiful stuff. Oh, my gosh. Plug here. Oh, Christmas Tree's on here, Silent Night, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, The First Noel, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, We Three Kings, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and Angels We Have Heard on High, one of the best. Woo! You know what? We have, in about 35 minutes or so, Kimo Cornwell from Hiroshima with us, and I thought that we could do a combination of things. We could have a holiday tune here from someone in the region who did such an outstanding job on his last year Christmas package. this is one of those gentlemen who, I don't know, doesn't get championed enough. And he would be the first to say, that's right, Trish, that's right. That would be Benji Parecki, who is a beast on the Hammond B3 and all things that pertain to keyboards. I'll Be Home for Christmas is the name of his wonderful project. And on it, some people that we know and love, Lori Williams, Brian Fox, Marshall Keys, Brandon Combs, and our Tracy Hamlin, who took it to church with Oh Holy Night on this project. But thought we'd play something that is perfect for this day. The day that we are doing the show is the 10th of December. We've got 15 days to go, and this seems to be cool to play earlier, a little bit earlier in the season. Christmas time is here. From I'll Be Home for Christmas by Benji Parecki and Company.
Thank you.
This is Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
Mercy. I've waited a while to play that lady, and hopefully I am pronouncing her name correctly because I've known about it for quite some time. I can't find the definitive pronunciation guide on how to say her name. I'm going to guess that it's Sibongile Kumalo. She is one of those amazing forces in South Africa who could have gone anywhere in the world because of her talent. As far as singing, playing violin, drama, and dance, all encompassing. But she chose to stay in South Africa. You know, when you fall under the influence of Nelson Mandela and you see what kind of loyalty there is as far as someone who is passionate about their country, it has a way of being infectious in the best way, and that's the way she felt. Soweto born, and her dad was Kabi Mengoma, who was a music professor and a historian, and encouraged his daughter early on, though times were a little tough. We cannot discount how horrific it was to live under apartheid. Jonathan Butler can tell you. He has some stories that he would prefer not to tell, actually, but he rose so, so far above and beyond that. And thank God that Nelson Mandela was able to right so many wrongs and do so in the way that he did. Sibongile Kumalo, if you go to that name, Sibongile, Kumalo, .co.za. So much to say about this woman. This particular wonderful tale, Untold Story, the name of the song from Ancient Evenings, which was released on the 12th of December in 2000, was for the most part an echo back to the indigenous music of her childhood. And when I first heard that song, it was some years ago, and an ex-boyfriend got the package that it was on. It was one of those Put Mayo compilation discs. He gave me one. I gave him one, and then we didn't see each other again. So I just made it a point to find the original. And if you can find either one, Ancient Evenings or Put Mayo, Women of the World, one of their several projects that they had. They do such great work. So there she is, Hugh Masekela, who is also one of the absolute pride, huge pride in South Africa. What you heard was from 2005 Revival. Open the Door is the name of the song, with a traditional South African chorus, and also Malaika, one of the up-and-coming singers of then in South Africa. If you had a chance to see CBS and the special they did about Madiba the other day, it was thrilling to see Wynton Marsalis, who is a contributor to 48 Hours, and Hugh Masekela talking about the life of Nelson Mandela. Oh, my God. You must get a hold of that. I'm sure that they are going to be offering that again since the memorial service is going on today in South Africa. Maybe they'll show it a couple of times this week. But Hugh Masekela has much to say about the relationship he had with this peacemaker above most peacemakers that we have ever known, certainly in our lifetime. Beautiful stuff. Hugh Masekela and Benji Parekh. Christmas Time is here from I'll Be Home for Christmas. Yes, and that featured Mark Prince on drums, Michael Bowie on bass, Brad Collins on saxophone and vocals, Marshall Keys, and a bunch more wonderful folks. If you get a chance, pick that up. Benji Parekh is on Facebook, P-O-R-E-K-I-E-C-K-I, and I think he's got a .com. I think he does. He's always changing things. But one thing never changes, the wonder of his family, beautiful family. He is very blessed, and he knows it. Demetrius Neighbors knows that too. He's a family man. Oh, he's a little bit more than that, although that's most important. Pianist, arranger, composer. He's on an absolute health kick. I'm so proud of him. This is from last year's Christmas with Crayon. And Green Sleeves on Hybrid Jazz, with a surprise coming up, a little gift for Kimo Cornwell, who's coming up at the top of the hour, and then something from Hiroshima. Enjoy. And here we go. This is Hybrid Jazz.
Kaliki Maka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Nelly Kaliki Maka is Hawaii.
Yes, indeed. Love that track so much. Honest to gosh, I love every single track from J-Town Beat. Hiroshima, as you might suspect if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, has been absolutely one of those go-to groups, actually the go-to group that I've played in the past few years since Hybrid Jazz has been online. Every time I get a chance, there is always a sort of excuse to play something. So then when J-Town Beat came out, it was the perfect time for the album to come out. And there is a mixture of poignancy and fun and adventure on the CD. And then when you combine that with the different playing skills of everybody on the CD, it's just crazy. So when I heard right there, The Kitchen, and I heard Kimo playing with those keys, it was just absolutely magical. So with that, and of course we heard Bette Midler right before, Hawaiian-born girl and her version of Mele Kalikimaka, which I must say to our guest, keyboardist, producer, arranger, the heart of Hiroshima, Mr. Kimo Cornwell. Hey, Kimo!
Hey, Trish. Aloha.
Aloha to you. How are you?
I'm great. Gee, thank you so much for asking me to be on your show.
Are you
get
kidding?
To be asked too many times, but... Yeah, it's nice to see you, your show, and hear you.
Well, let me tell you something. After seeing the group at Ram's Head, it was, and I know you're coming up again, yay, in Annapolis, Maryland,
yeah.
Sometime
right.
in the spring of 2014. Yes. But when
April.
April, yep. And then you're playing at the Birchmere too, correct?
Playing at the Birchmere, and the Ram's Head, of course, we always do that that circuit. And I think we might be doing something in Charlotte, North Carolina, too.
Oh, good. Okay.
So,
well,
yeah.
I'll find out. Because And let me just say to folks who have not seen Hiroshima, once you have seen the group play, especially in any kind of intimate venue like Ram's Head, which has been voted one of the best venues to ever see an act. But, Kimo, let me tell you, the interplay of all of you, you know, I really took to heart what Dan had to say about you, and he essentially called you the heart of the group. How do you feel about that?
Well, he's being too kind, but... really, I feel that June is really the spirit and soul of it all, you know, but
we
just try to be there to support her and she's the voice of the band and we all, you know, it's a family, you know, and we all work together to try to bring, get our message across, whatever it may be, and work together as a band. I mean, there's not very many bands around, you know, from the 70s, you know.
I know.
The only other one I can think of is Spyro Gyra, you know, off the top of my head. Like I said, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, there might be, who knows what's going to happen in 2014, Kimo, and I say that because the timing couldn't have been better for you to have been on the show because of you and the message of Hiroshima. Which is all about positivity and peace and the uniting of cultures. Now that Nelson Mandela has gone, we really need to refocus on all of that. We really do.
Yeah. Well, I'm losing Nelson Mandela. You know, we lost a very inspirational leader in the world, you know, and... that doesn't come along very often, you know, and what this man gave to the world and the hope he gives to millions of people will be hard to follow up on, but we'll all have to try harder since he's not here anymore, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
And
that's inspirational.
You strike me as being one of these amazing artists. Early on, you knew that you wanted to play music, or you felt led to play, and you were very popular in and around Honolulu to the point where you thought, you know what, let's just go to L.A. and see what happens. is that basically what happened, Kimo?
That's basically what happened because, I had pretty much exhausted what I wanted to do in Honolulu. And, I miss it always. But it's my home, you know, original home. But it was time to sort of spread your wings and go and learn more from the rest of the world, you know. So actually a good friend of mine was my best man at my wedding, Michael Paulo, and I had a band in Hawaii, in Honolulu. And after that band disbanded, we spoke to each other and we said, man, you know, maybe we should just give it a try. We can always move back home, you know.
Right.
So, we decided to leave at the same time. Then we came to L.A. and, you know, came in here and pretty much it was just sink or swim, you know. And, you know, so we figured, okay, we'll give it 5 years or so, you know. And 5 years turned into, God, I've been living in L.A. now for 31 years, believe it or not.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I know. I've been here as long as I lived in Hawaii. No, I can't believe how time has flown. But, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's all been good. It's all been good. It's been a great learning experience, you know, and being with Hiroshima, you know, they're like family, of course, you know, so.
I know.
And it's a great situation for me because my musical tastes are pretty eclectic, you know, and so we all kind of think the same, you know. We love music just in general. As long as it's good music, we love it.
And if there's something about Hiroshima through the years, it's just been stupendous, actually, to think about it. And I don't mean to sound dramatic because I mean it. It's just fascinating that with each work that comes to our ears, there's always this freshness about it. There's always this new vibe that just it's a tickle. It actually tickles my ears to think about it because you really do. I mean, it's a goal of Hiroshima to try to bring into focus different kinds of passions, but having a particular kind of sound that constantly evolves. You always, and it's because of June's Koto, I know, but there's so much more involved with the group. You always have the sound of Hiroshima. It never strays, but it always sounds fresh.
Well, yeah, like you just said, I mean, June is sort of like the anchor, which, you know, is our voice through our music, but we surround it with all the other, you know, talents of the band, you know, of, you know, Dean Cortez on bass, amazing bass player, Danny Yamamoto, such a all-around drummer, and to pull off what he does with what we do, you know, it's pretty amazing because he played with Billy Childs when he was in high school, in a trio. So his jazz background is you know, great. But he's into all the other, you know, ethnic music and percussion and stuff. And of course, Dan, who's our leader, and basically he usually puts he thinks about the concept we want to do for each album. So we follow his lead. And everybody just adds to the, you know, the pot, sort of speak, you know, of soup and stew, you know. So we put all these things together and then, you know, we see what we come up with, you know, and hopefully people like it, you know.
And that's the cool thing about J-Town Beat. You just mentioned Dan and a theme for a particular album. And I love this because back in, I think it was 1976, I think that's when Dan and June cemented a friendship with Dwayne Kubo, correct? I think it was back in the 70s, and
it might be a little earlier before then, maybe even.
Is that right?
Yeah. A little earlier, yeah.
He did a lot for the Japan American Theater in Los Angeles. He's no longer with us, but that's the kind of idea, the inspiration that Dan had for J-Town Beat, didn't he?
Oh, well, okay. I'm sorry. I have to correct you a little bit. I think you're talking about Dwayne Ibata.
Oh, Dwayne Ibata. And, okay.
Yeah, Dwayne Ibata was his name, and yeah, he ran the Japan American Theater in Los Angeles, Little Tokyo area, and he had a vision to start a series known as the J-Town Beat.
Yeah.
And yes, and so this series of concerts that he put together, he wanted to focus on Japanese American artists, and you know, who are committed to exploring their own multiculturalism. So actually, he encouraged June. At that time, June was not really doing a lot of solos around town with a band. You know, she'd do solos by herself. You know, but so I think it was the first time he put something together for June, and she did her concert at the JAT, Japan American Theater. And you know, and he had other Japanese American artists in this series. So it was a great concept. And so that's what this CD is sort of about, you know, and in a metaphoric way, you know, talking about not only Japanese American culture, but all the communities in our, that make up our, the American, you know, lifestyle.
Yes.
You know, all the different communities, like the Greek communities, the Black community and all that. It's
well,
through the
diversity
that makes us all stronger as Americans, you know.
I love that Hiroshima has always been about that, and I probably got the erroneous last name from Wiki, so I apologize. because sometimes there's such big discrepancies when you go from one source of information to another, and it's there on the CD, Dwayne Ibata. Dwayne was one of those really cool characters who early on really pushed for people to recognize how proud they should be of their backgrounds, and that's what struck me.
Exactly, and we really do miss him. I mean, it was unfortunate that he you know, had the tragic passing from cancer, but
yeah.
He was such a force in the community, and you know, he was like a glue for the rest of the community. So, you know, his vision hopefully lives on through whatever we can help keep alive, and the other people in the Japanese American community. But like I say, it relates to all communities, whether your back, you know, your ethnic background is. You know, be proud of where you come from, and be proud to be American. You know, and that's what the message is basically. You know,
and actually, no one has more credibility as far as that message is concerned, Kimo, in my estimation, than Hiroshima. When you have these different kinds of people coming together, and then you have June, who has such a strong relationship to Japan, and the fact that, and I love this story, because she was so reluctant for a while to be a part of something that was so public. And the story of when she learned Koto when she was a little girl from one of the very much honored players in her community. And then to have you coming from Hawaii, and Dan with his vision, and Dean, mm-hmm. and the varying personnel that have been part of the group for years, it's been just... it's like poetry when you read it back.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have our extended family. Also, we have Terry Steele, who is a phenomenal singer-songwriter. Here and Now for Luther Vandross, one of the biggest hits he had.
Absolutely.
And he works with Dionne Warwick, and he worked with Whitney Houston, wrote songs for all these people. But he's part of our family that we bring in when we have a vocalist that we want to have. And he's such a great joy to work with. And we also have a Latin percussionist who is an amazing percussionist, Richie Garjate Garcia. He plays with everybody. I mean, you know, Phil Collins and on down. So we have him play with us, too, when we can extend the program and the band, you know. So we have... It's the Hiroshima five of us right now, but we always can extend to. Master taiko player Kenny Endo,
Yes.
Who's so amazing, along with our other member who had just moved on, Shoji Kameda, who was playing taiko for us for a while here. So, but his band that he has, Own Ensemble, has started to take off, and they're so busy doing clinics and concerts that we had to let them go. But you know, it would just the date schedules were kind of conflicting, so we decided, well, you know, Shoji, time for you to do your own thing. You're a young kid. You're the up and coming generation. So you go do your thing. When we need you, we'll call you. And, you know, you can be a special guest with us. You know, bring him in as a special guest, and but so now it's the five pieces right now, and that's where we are now.
And speaking of being in a sense of conflict, is it true, going back to the mid 80s when you first came to the attention, it may have been sooner as far as Dan is concerned, but there was Al Jarreau and there was Frankie Beverly and Maze, and they all wanted you to be a part of their group, ensemble, touring unit,
right.
But you chose to be with Hiroshima.
Well,
Why is that?
Let me let you know what happened first. I was playing with Hiroshima as a sideman. I started off in 82 or 83, and then Al Jarreau's gig came up, and it was interesting because it worked out so that I could do Al's touring and actually Hiroshima dates. They weren't conflicting. So I actually was doing those two at the same time. It was great, And then, but when Maze's, Frankie Beverly and Maze, that thing came up, I had to leave for a little bit. I was gone from the band for about a year and a half, 2 years. But I always kept in touch with them. And when Frankie's tour stopped for a while, I was talking with Dan, and then he put it out to me if I wanted to become a principal member of the band at that time. And I thought about it, and I thought, well, man, these guys, like I said, they're just like family. And I kind of wanted to be with a band at that point. I didn't want to be, moving from artist to artist. So I decided to take him up on that, and I became a member of the band in early 91 or so. And I've been with the band, as a principal from that point on. And, I was very interested. I am too. But, it gave me the chance to get into arranging, producing, co-producing with them. And, and getting in the studio and being involved in that sense. So I've learned so much from that. So I appreciate that opportunity.
And, I can't help but think that it might free you up because you don't have to be stressing about so many kinds of the plates in the air that you actually had to juggle. And then, you're doing some other projects as well. I mean, you've done some film and TV projects, and you're such a formidable keyboardist in all senses of the word.
Oh,
my God,
kind.
Chemo. Oh,
you're
no,
kind.
Listen. Seriously.
Well, thank
you. When I saw you, it's been a couple of times now, but when I see you and the group interplay, there's nothing like that. And let me tell you how the audience focus goes to you when you play that keyboard, because it's really special. It's almost like you're floating.
Well,
you are.
All I can say is, I am floating somewhere, but the main thing is the music, and then we all get a chance to step out a little bit. So, we try to do the best we can, but it's all about a band situation, which you don't get to do very much of if you're playing with a solo artist or So it's really nice to have that kind of community and family with music, and we all appreciate it, We're so thankful for that.
Well, I've got a few songs here, Chemo, and I could not necessarily choose. Of course, we had to play the kitchen because it was right after Mele Kalikimaka. We had to do that.
Well,
so,
you know, I don't know if you know, but this band is all about food. I mean, and then so
yes.
And
listen,
I mean, we all, yeah, wherever we go in the country, we always, you know, try to find the place, you know, to go to. Like when we go to San Antonio, we always go to this great Mexican Tex-Mex restaurant, Los Barrios, and the food is so great, you know, and there's we always go to Mother's in New Orleans, of course. But anyway, it's about food in Hawaii. In Hawaii, we always go to our favorite spots, but this one particular song, The Kitchen, is based on basically food, but it was also the name of a restaurant in Maui.
Oh, man.
Kihei. If you know Maui, Kihei is, where is that? I think it's on the southwest side of the island. But anyway, great spot, and there's this place called The Kitchen. And so Dan thought of the name, actually, the title. You know, we're searching for a title. He said, what about The Kitchen? You know, it's about food, and then it's about this place we wanted to give some tribute to because we love the food there, you know. And they have a great thing called the Loco Moco, which you can't have every time, but once in a great while, like once a year maybe, it's the greatest plate lunch. A plate lunch is like like two scoops of rice, and you get a macaroni salad, and then you get your entree. You know,
oh my.
So this particular thing called Loco Moco is like two beef patties, hamburger patties, with this great mushroom gravy, and then they top it with an egg, sunny side up egg, like, you know. So I mean, it's an amazing combination, though. But,
oh my, that's a lot
anyway,
of protein.
So that, yeah. So if you're in Maui, if you're in Maui, you know. Make sure your cholesterol level is low. And
that's
you should go check out this place, though. They're great. Yeah, they're really, really good food. But anyway.
And then, of course, when you're coming to Annapolis, because, you know, Maryland has some unbelievable seafood.
You said it too. Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot. Yeah, we always go to this place at the Lowe's up the street from Ram's Head.
Oh, yeah.
And they have the best, I'm not kidding, the best crab cake. Sandwiches. So
oh yes.
Have you tried it? Have you been?
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, they changed the restaurant a little bit from when last year when we were there, but they didn't change that particular meal. So, I mean, we're so happy to get it again. We once a year, but that's okay.
You know what? Listen, let me tell you something. We have to one day make this work to take you to the heart of Baltimore where there's the mom-and-pop places where you come through the door and you're greeted with, hey, hon, how you doing? Sit down. And
that's great.
Cool food because, seriously, between my hometown of Philadelphia and Baltimore, oh, Lord, there is some serious foodaholics in this little region.
Let me ask you, where is your hometown?
It's Philadelphia. So, you know, we've got some of the best restaurants in the world because, to be perfectly honest with you, Kimo, there are some real snobs that live in Philadelphia. food snobs. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, we have that everywhere, I guess, you know.
you do.
I'm sure they have excellent restaurants there, yes. Of course, we've all had the Philly steak sandwich at I can't think of the name of that place, but you have to go there. I mean, it's on that.
Oh, you do, Pat's Steaks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And Dan was on the show. This has gone back. He was on Hybrid Jazz, you know, over a year ago. And honest to goodness, and you can ask him this, he wasn't even on the show for 5 minutes, and he was asking me about restaurants in the area.
Well, you see?
I know.
Yeah, exactly. We're all in the same age, you know?
Absolutely. So here, you know, I played The Kitchen, and here's what I have. And I'm saving Days Gone By for the end of the interview.
Oh, very good, yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. I'm saving To Say Goodbye. But Days Gone By and State of Mind are you know, all of them are special to me. But tell me where you would like to go right now. Do you like the feeling of days gone by or state of mind? What would you like me to play?
Let me see. Well, either one. Yeah, maybe we can do Days Gone By. Yeah. This is a song that Terry wrote, actually. Terry Steele. And he's singing on it. And like I say, he's an amazing songwriter. I mean, I work with Terry on his projects. You know, he does a Luther Vandross tribute that I'm a musical director for him when we're in town. So, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's a great tribute that he does. And, you know, but we work on other projects, too. He's got a lot of things going on. He's a busy man. And so, yeah, just a pleasure. I've been knowing Terry for, oh, God, over 25 years. I actually introduced him to the band back in the late 80s. Yeah, and ever since he's been, you know, with the band, I mean, working off and on. And so we're so blessed to have him.
Well,
but yeah,
you know,
this is a great song.
It is.
Know, talking about looking forward and looking to the past and, you know, learning from what we've gone through in the past.
And relishing the time that we have, you know?
Exactly, yeah, and future generations, yes.
That's right. Well, this is, it's beautiful to have Kimo Cornwell with us today on Hybrid Jazz, and Days Gone By is one of those treats from J-Town Beat. Here it is. Enjoy.
Times before we could leave and not lock our doors, we took time to play, would cast cares away for love, all for love. We turn on our radio, the music would fill our soul. We pause now and then to talk with a friend, say hello as we go. Those are days gone by, days of living the best of life. If time could stand in our lives, these are the days gone by. Ooh, yeah. Look back through the sands of time, I see smiles that were left behind. The truth bittersweet, it made life complete, and it was good, oh so good. And those days gone by, we forget how hard we try, and remember the past through rose-colored glass, and it's a prize. That's all right, 'cause those days gone by keeps joy and laughter deep inside. We can learn from the past, make those good feelings last forevermore. We'll bring back those days gone by. Can see the way clear, live each day bring back those days gone by. Days gone by. Remember the past and all things that last forevermore. These days are still alive. Days gone by. Just remember the past and all things that last forevermore. These days are
so gorgeous. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah, Terry has a way of saying things that are simple, but they get to the heart of everything, you know.
Oh, he means what he says with every breath, Kimo. Oh, gosh, I feel it. Ooh, I don't want to cry.
Yeah. I know. Beautiful.
Oh, and actually, J-Town Beat is, it's so much different kinds of variety in the way of songs. And then when you punch it with a vocal, it brings things into focus. It's like, honestly, if we're going to talk about food, an appetizer, an entree, dessert, and wine.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you put it very good. Yes.
That's exactly what it is. Oh my gosh. And you know, this is exciting because you just did Hiroshima just did a show at Spagatini's, and that went well, didn't it?
Oh yeah, it went great. We sold out two shows, and the audience was great, of course. And yes, it was our first in the, you know, three shows that we have here. So our next show is this weekend, this Saturday at the Japan American Theater, actually.
Awesome.
Saturday, yeah. And then we're doing Morongo Casino the week after, on a Friday.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, so, you know, spreading some holiday cheer.
And all of that information is at HiroshimaMusic.com.
Correct.
Because if you do a Google search, you know, just cut to the chase, HiroshimaMusic.com puts you right there. And I'm so excited because, you know, whenever the dates start to collect in the new year, your friend here goes right to the page to see if any of the Virginia or Pennsylvania or Maryland cities are covered. And it's so – I know that they love to have you at Ram's Head for sure. They love you.
Oh, well, we always love that venue, you know. I mean, people are so great to us. And, I mean, we love playing in that intimate atmosphere, you know. It's just so cool. You can feel the people, you know, the energy, and it sounds great in there, you know. So we love it.
And trust me when I say that the folks who come to see you there – just are not casually dropping by, walking on Main Street in Annapolis.
Oh, no.
They are diehard.
You know. Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, we get that. Definitely, we get it. Don't worry, we get it. I mean, those people. I mean, they come from. Sometimes they come from Washington, from Alexandria, after Birchmere. They'll come up to see another show up there if you know they want to do that, or if they miss the show in Birchmere, then they'll come up to. Ram's Head. So, you know, really appreciate the loyalty and the love and the following, you know, that we have. Yeah,
well,
everybody's so
good. For sure, because you get to see after the show and actually before the one-to-one that is happening, and there's a certain kind of fervor. It's as though you bring, honestly, sunshine into that place. It's very spiritual, Kimo. I'm not kidding. It's a spiritual concert when you guys play.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Here's something completely, something that you did not expect. expect. A very gentle question. Don't be upset. I'm not going any other place but safe with you. And then I'll let you go. Recently, I have been rabid about the HGTV show that talks about people coming from different parts of the globe to move to Hawaii. So could you tell us, Kimo, what it's like around the holiday season in Honolulu?
In Honolulu?
Yes.
Well, first of all, you're not going to get any snow. unless you go to the Big Island and Mauna Kea, which is like, you know, one of those, the volcano area, and they'll have snow up there. But actually, no, people, it's beautiful. I mean, you know, they all, Christmas decorations and everything. It's 75 degrees.
Oh,
you know,
my.
It's beautiful. You know, you might miss the snow if you love the snow part of it. But other than that, it's a great time of the year to be around and enjoy the holidays, you know, and bring in the new year, you know. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of food going on, of course, you know.
Yes, and what kind of food? What kind of food?
Well, you know, being in the – it's like a lot of Asian influence, but then there's but Hawaii has so much different input from around the world. I mean, you know, world-class chefs like Alan Wong and Roy of Roy's Restaurant. There's so much food there, I tell you. Have you been there before? Have you been to Hawaii yet?
I have never been. So I have a little girl's dream that is still, you know, beating in my heart.
You have to try and make that, someday, because Hawaii is just a special place for me. I mean, I'm not trying to be, well, I'm biased, I guess, but.
Yes, you should be.
I've been around the world, I've been around the world a little bit, and there's a lot of beautiful places, don't get me wrong. But Hawaii is has its own special charm, and, you know, being where it is in the Pacific, you know, and the globe, you know, it's just a special place. But like I say, fish. I mean, you get the best fish in the world there. You know, depending on what you want, everything is available pretty much.
The best fresh fruits and raw food, raw vegetables,
well,
and
yes, that too. Fresh fruit. You can't, you know, and you step off the plane, and you can smell it. You can smell the flowers. I mean, I'm not kidding. Yes, you've never been there, so I know you're going to get there someday.
I will.
So whenever you go there, the first thing, remember what I told you. When you step off that plane, you're gonna just smell the fragrance of the flowers and trees and everything around there. So
the first thing I'll say is, doggone that chemo.
I know. And I'm going to wish I was there too. If I'm not there already.
Oh my gosh, that's so wonderful. You smell the flowers when you step off the plane.
Oh yeah, because you know, after being in you know, when my wife and I first moved to LA, we're here, I think for about 2 years before we went home visit, and that's the first thing I noticed after being gone, you know, for a while. It's like, wow, man, it's just amazing fragrance, and and then the people, the families, you know, it's very family oriented, you know, and so
may the, you know, that place on earth always be permitted to have its natural state. I pray that, you know, that kind of memory stays for people through the years. That's beautiful.
Well, that's the thing I was alluding to. It's pretty isolated, you know, out there in the Pacific by itself, you know. And so whatever is, you know, brought in, I mean, there's no predators there, you know, no like snakes or anything that can hurt you. So, I mean, it's pretty much of a safe place to go camping, hiking, you know. You don't have bears or anything around, you know. So in that sense, it's an amazing experience.
That's lovely. What a great thought to to sort of ease our way into the more of the holiday season with that kind of image in mind. That's beautiful. Thank you, Kimo.
Yeah, well, my pleasure. You're making me homesick now.
I know, I didn't mean to do that.
No,
but
no.
Look, some of us are living vicariously through the TV show Hawaii Five-0.
I know. Magnum PI and
yes,
the old reruns, yeah.
Oh, and just to see the real estate on the HGTV show, holy cow! Yeah. The different neighborhoods and you know, Maui and the mainland. They don't call it that.
The Big Island.
But
the Big Island.
The Big Island. Right, right.
Yeah.
It's just really a beautifully done show, and your heart just turns over because you see different kinds of architecture and the different kinds of rooms that have views or close to the beach. Oh, forget it. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, just because of the atmosphere, the environment, I mean, you know, the homes can be built in a way that it brings the nature part of it indoors, you know.
Sure
so,
does.
You know, yeah. Especially.
Well, I wish you continued blessings. Success is actually a given, and I don't ever wish anyone luck because that's not the kind of message. But the blessings that you give to other people, I hope that they continue for you through the new year. I really do.
Well, we'll be trying to put that out there for time to come, and I appreciate you, Trish, bringing me into your show, and you know, being able to share my side of you know, things, and you have a great show. I mean, you know, keep it going. We need shows like yours.
Well, thank you. Yeah, for sure. Because honestly, I want Hiroshima to last for a long, long time. And whenever the group can get airplay, it's always a big deal. So you know that so many of us will be there for you in Alexandria, Virginia, and also in Annapolis, Maryland, when you come,
Annapolis.
Wherever you're going to go in the new
definitely.
Year.
Definitely. We'll be looking for you. Definitely. Thank you for your support so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I'm not going to keep you. I know this song, it has a lot of meaning. I'm not going to keep you, but I am going to play to say goodbye.
Thank you. Yeah,
you are so
this
welcome.
This is a special song, you know, because of this past year with passing of a lot of inspirational figures and mentors and family, loved ones.
Yes.
My mom just passed away, as you know.
I know.
And Danny's mom just passed away a month before my mom.
And then it was
George, you know, George Duke,
amazing
mentor and a friend of the band, and I can't say enough for him. I mean, you know, he's just been part of my life. I mean, you know, growing up and with music and such a great man. And then you know, Nelson Mandela, of course. So, June and I wrote this song in memory of those people and just to say a little something to them and say goodbye and then thank them for being here, you know, on this earth and spreading whatever they spread, you know.
And how blessed were we to have been with these beautiful people who have affected us, nurtured us. In your mom's case, inspired you so much. So it the song means a lot, and I thank you for it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Kimo. And we'll see you. Have a wonderful rest of the holiday season, and we'll see you in 2014.
Well, yeah, and if I could just say happy holidays, everybody. Have a blessed one and a safe one. And we'll see you next year.
That's great. Yes, we will.
Thank you, Trish. Thank you.
Thank
we
you,
love
Kimo.
You. Thank you.
We love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Kimo Conwell, everybody. And this is the way that J-Town Beat ended the project. Beautiful song. And may we all think positively of this. We could be sad if we chose to be, but let us rejoice in what we have and the memories that we have because they are powerful to say goodbye. so very beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Kimo Cornwell, for that song, along with June from Hiroshima. Just the collaborations since Kimo has come aboard to the group has just been so phenomenal. And to hear a song like that, to say goodbye from J-Town Beat, really means a lot. You know, we talked earlier about the holiday season and mixed kinds of emotions. It's the kind of season that makes everyone, well, a lot of people anyway, so happy. And then there are some people who are so very sad. So maybe that song will inspire us to be very cognizant of the fact that there are those around us who might not feel as festive as some of us do, and make sure that we take them in, because this season can do a number on so many. And when we have the right kind of intentions, which is why we're supposed to be so joyful in this holiday season, to give rather than to receive, that's not talking about gifts. We're talking about being able to find those people that might not be in your particular circle and bring them in. That's what the song means to hear right now on this 10th of December. Beautiful. Thanks again to Kimo Cornwell for stopping by and for allowing us to be part of his world and vice versa. And we go forward into 2014 with some Hiroshima dates all across the country. If you want to know where they're going to be in the next several days, go to HiroshimaMusic.com and find out. Beautiful music. Go get J-Town Beat. Get several copies for your friends. It will nourish their souls. That's what you want to do. Thursday here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, Lisa Engelken. And man, one of those singers that was a gift to many of our ears this past year, Little Warrior, is one of those CDs that takes your breath away. You don't expect to hear this kind of vocal. And she's just really mesmerizing. She'll have a lot to say, and we'll hear tracks from the CD. And get ready, she's effervescent. Oh, I love it! And we're trying to get her some dates in the Mid-Atlantic region, so hang on for news about that. 17th of December, open house here on Hybrid Jazz. Anybody who wants to call to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you want to say, whoever is going to stop by, that's cool. We'll make sure that the phone number gets broadcast on Twitter and on Facebook, wherever. Thank you so much for stopping by. We had some cool guests today in the chat room, and God knows Kimo was one of the cooler folks to have been on the show this year. I'm really happy he had the chance. Thanks so much. We'll see you on Thursday here on Hybrid Jazz.